This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, Jordan Harbinger here from The Art of Charm. Welcome to Minisode Monday, your weekly shot of personal development espresso. Happy to be here with you, kicking off the week with something quick and, of course, actionable that you can put into action right away. It's going to make you more magnetic. It's going to make you more effective. Today, it's all me. I want to tell you how to re-engage old contacts via text. This is simple, but most people don't do it. And it's very easy as well. It's just a matter of habit and getting into the flow. So this is something I literally do every single day. This happens in the morning before I've done just about anything else. I'm sitting here with my tea or my coffee or, let's be honest, both, and this takes less than 5 minutes. This practice is one of the reasons my personal and professional network is so large and so responsive, and it takes very little effort. So if it sounds super simple and easy, that's because it is. I expect you to do this right after you listen to this episode here today, right now. So every single day, text one or two people you haven't spoken to in a while. Make it something nice. You're not doing this just to make people love you. You're doing it because you actually love people, and there's a difference there. And I know you're thinking, I'm giving you too much credit, but it's true, you do. So the trick is not just doing this once or twice, like right now and then tomorrow while this is fresh in your mind, this episode. The trick is making this a consistent practice. Here are a couple ways to do that. One, use the newsfeed. We've talked about this before. This comes from AOC guest David Berkus. If you're into social media, you see a lot in your newsfeed, too much, actually, and you see people you barely remember, people you know well but seldom speak with. You've clicked like, maybe you made a comment on a post. Instead of doing that, send them a text or email about the event that they are posting about. So in other words, instead of clicking like or writing lol, send them a text, send them an email. It doesn't have to be serious or heavy. It just has to get done. Or two, if you're not a social media person, you want something a little more systemized, try opening up the text messaging app on your phone and scroll all the way down to the bottom. Since in iMessage anyway, they're organized chronologically. Most apps are like this as well. The people at the bottom are the ones you haven't spoken to in ages, sometimes years. Pop open the bottom message and send a little note. Make sure it's something nice. And often I'll write something at the end like, look, I know you're busy too. No need to reply if that's the case. This does two things. One, it lets people off the hook if they're busy or if they can't remember who you are so that you don't get the new phone who dis. Or even if they just don't feel comfortable replying to the message you've sent them because maybe you sent something really nice and they're like, oh, I don't know what to do with this. You know, everyone's got their hangups. And some people just feel uncomfortable with compliments. Just deal with it. You're not doing this for getting something in return, right? And that's number two. It lets people know you're not fishing for anything. There's just something uncomfortable about getting a kind message when you just have that sinking feeling that the reason you're getting it is because the other person needs validation. Yuck. You're not that guy or gal, and you can prove it by letting them off the hook when it comes to getting a reply. This is a great way of re-engaging your network, and you never know. I've gotten a lot of replies and thank yous telling me, oh, this is just what I needed today. The timing, this has been really serendipitous timing. Oh, thank you so much. Spend the 2 minutes each day to send a quick message, and I can guarantee you the returns will be greater than you'd ever imagined. And of course, let me know how this goes over the next few weeks and months, and let me know how this goes tomorrow. How's that? Tweet me at The Art of Charm. Let me know how this is working out for you. Don't forget, we've got the AOC Challenge as well. This is free. It's designed to help you move forward. It's a lot of drills and exercises just like this. Create more productive personal and business relationships, help you connect better. We got these step-by-step challenges a couple times a week. There's a Facebook group for support from the Art of Charm team and the AOC family and everyone else doing it. 10, 15,000, something like that now. It's really cool to see the growth going on in there. Get after it. You can get in there by going to theartofcharm.com/challenge, or you can text AOC to the number 38470. All right, get rocking. See you in there.
Johnny, we know if you listen to the show, you are driven. In fact, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey.
We have hired a lot of team members over the last 17 years. Going through endless resumes, well, that's a time sink. But you know what else is a time sink? Interviewing endless people, because they're all going to give you the best face forward.
That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast.
And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/charm. Just go to Indeed.com/charm right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/charm. Terms and conditions apply.
Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, everybody. Have a great week.